in the courthouse downstairs. Upstairs, you had the courtroom and two or three other little offices, and I think some of the farm offices. They're like this SCS and the home demonstration office and everything housed upstairs. But now some of those offices have been moved to the federal building. You know, upstairs, a new federal building. Mm-hmm. The post office has been moved to the new federal building. And I think that's all out of the courthouse that has been moved. Mm-hmm. But many of the building that was housed in the post office, you know, the federal building, have been moved to the new building.
I'm interested in how people would react to, I don't know how to say it. How would they react to the assessors and the judges and so on? Was this kind of seen as we see it today, a sort of political thing, or was it held more in respect then, or how did you? It's a difficult question, but you see what I mean.
Yes.
For example, we hear a lot about crime and so on. What was the attitude toward authority and toward government?
In early years, it hadn't been too long since those kind of things have been known about among black people. They didn't do too much to be, you know, carried to court. And, you know, it was a long time before we were voters. And until we became voters, we had little interest in political mm-hmm. affairs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those things that I imagine they had court a lot of time, and we didn't even know court was going on because we had no interest. And we were not political minded, and we just didn't busy ourselves trying to find things out.
How would people refer to the government? If they spoke of it, would it be with respect or awe or how? In other words, what I'm getting at is when I was a boy, it seemed to me that anything, well, if you got a letter from Washington, D.C., I mean, this was a big thing.
Well, I suppose it's that way now. I suppose that is. If one would get a personal letter from Washington, I guess they would have a great deal of respect for it. And I think that still holds good, because after I retired, I got a personal letter from Representative Whitten, Jamie Whitten, and I can figure out how he knew I had retired and that sort of thing. So I guess that part of it still holds good.
Mm-hmm. The government is still in
Yes, I think so, and I think people have a great deal of respect for government and authority, mm-hmm. and I think they all try to be good citizens.
Do you hear much, or did you used to hear much, I should say, about what we hear an awful lot of today, this law and order? How did people speak of that?
Well, they didn't speak, because they didn't know much about it. You see, newspapers were not circulating. And if they were, there were so many people who didn't read. There were no televisions mm-hmm. and no radios. In fact, the news media was not in the home like now, and people just didn't know, and consequently they didn't think. I bet you there weren't 20 people around who knew when presidents were elected. Mm-hmm. And they just had to get it from anybody who knew about it. And I'm saying that a lot of people didn't even know when they had a new president and nothing about it. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any way of finding out, and they didn't bother themselves about trying to find out. But right now, as I said, they are more interested, and they try to find out and they try to keep up. Mm-hmm.
If you hear someone say law and order today, what do they mean? How do they say it? Is it sarcastic, or would you just use it in a sentence so that I could sort of understand?
I hear it in a way that it seems to me that they don't have too much respect for it.